Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up here shortly, Toby will tell us about an old lady in a drive-thru and the cops and what happened with that. And we'll take your calls as well. Paula dropped off the line, by the way. 800-259-9231.
Paula has fans. She just can't go dropping off the line.
Well, that's why I figured I'd let them know. I don't want them to think I was ignoring her.
Maybe she'll call back.
I'm sure she will. If not tonight, sooner or later. So you bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231. Real quick story. Since our affiliate WVTS in West Virginia, Charleston, is picking up, I believe they pick up the third hour of the show, and it's delayed by an hour. I wanted to tell a little story that I came across that relates to some phone calls we've had recently, or at least one call we've had. There was a young man, I think his name's Cody, in Maine, that was asking us about how does one get into radio. And we've been asked this question before, and we've suggested the path of starting your own podcast. And in this case, Cody already has his own podcast, so it's a good step in the right direction. But people all ask us this frequently. Well, how did you guys get started, or how can I get started? And of course, you know, when we started, I started 10 years ago at this point. I've been on the air for that long now. So the industry is different now than it was then. However, there are still similar ways to get involved. And I had suggested to Cody when he called in that, you know, that he might want to go and get an internship at the local radio station. That way he could start on the ground floor and start to get to know the people at the station and you know them on a personal and business basis and use that rapport that you would generate to eventually pitch a show to them, pitch a show idea to get your show on the air because he wanted to do talk radio. So, again, the question, how does one get into talk radio? And, Mark, we've always been advocates of getting your own podcast, getting out there on the Internet, putting your product online, letting people listen to it for free. That's what podcasting is all about. And, of course, Toby, you have your own podcast. You podcast an audio version of Free Minds TV.
That's right.
Which people can subscribe to over at freemindstv.com. So that's a great first step, simply because it will give you some idea of how to talk into a microphone, allow you to create your on-air personality, practice at you know, if you have the ability to take calls, interacting with your listening audience, just sort of get the real basics down of promoting or doing a show. And I think that's very valuable. I think that people that want to get involved in radio should be doing that. But I want to tell you an interesting story that has to do with the morning show at one of our affiliates, WVTS, in Charleston, West Virginia. I got an email from the host of the show. His name's Andy. The show's called Andy and Company. And he was just talking to me about possibly getting his show syndicated and, you know, what's it take to do that. Because he's already on the radio, and so he wants to get on more stations. And when I was talking with him about that, I asked him a little bit about his show, and he told me how he got his gig. Now, I'm thinking, you know, you're in a morning show slot. This is prime time. Morning show on radio is where the money's at. And Mark, you having sold radio for the longest time, that's where the ad dollars come in, is the morning.
That's where they want to be, yeah.
You're going to pay more to be on the mornings. The shows are worth more. They hire the best talent for the mornings. And so I thought, you know, this guy, Andy, he's probably been in the business for a decade, you know, sent his resume in, sent in a show demo, and got hired for this morning show gig. Turns out none of that's true. Turns out this guy had never been in radio before. Turns out he didn't even have his own podcast. As a matter of fact, what happened was Don Imus, as you well know, last year, the S hit the fan with the Don Imus show, and the CBS or whoever it was that was syndicating, I think it was CBS, canceled his contract. And so Don Imus had a bunch of radio stations that he was on, and our affiliate in West Virginia, WVTS, was one of those stations. So all of a sudden, the station found themselves without a morning show, because they were using the Don Imus show.
Right.
And so they were in a situation where they needed to find somebody to fill that void. Now, I guess they didn't have anybody inside the station that was really angling for it, or maybe they didn't figure they were going to be doing a local option. I don't know what the station's employees were thinking. Can't speak to them. But I know this guy, Andy, the guy who has the show now, the morning show there, he describes himself as an entrepreneur. And he walked in the door to this radio station and handed them a proposal. He didn't even give them a demo CD. I mean, this guy...
No air check.
Completely unconventional, the way this guy got a morning show gig in a, you know, relatively decent market. Charleston, West Virginia, the capital of the state. He walks in with a proposal, a business proposal. And this rang a few bells for me. He walks in with a business proposal offering to do their morning show for them for an entire year for no money.
No money's good.
Not much of a risk for them.
They hired him. And now
I can't believe they didn't have air check at all.
He said it was really a really rough first few months as he was learning about how to do radio.
Mm-hmm.
On literally, you know, thrown to the wolves on the air, learning how to take calls and run the board.
They didn't even produce or anything.
I think he had a producer. He didn't have a producer for that. But still, it was rough, according to him.
Yeah.
But my point here to tell the reason I wanted to tell the story was as an encouragement to those of you who are out there that are looking to get into this business. I'd never heard of such a story before. There's so many amazing, interesting, unusual, unique stories in this business as far as how people got their foot in the door. And I have to say, I highly recommend the option of offering your services for free. Be willing to work for free or possibly, you know, bringing in sales to the radio station. That's a great way to get the management to really take a look at you, because they're not going to have to lay out any cash to get something on the air, something that's produced locally. So it was an amazing success story.
Yeah, the doing the sales part is it's not the easiest thing in the world. It takes a little while to get used to it. So you have to stick with it. But
well. And that's why I told him, you know, I said, well, you're going to do fine in the world of syndicated radio because you're an entrepreneur. You're somebody who, you're not just a talent. And in the radio business, there are a lot of people that are just talent. That they're somebody that wants to go into a studio, flip on a microphone, do their air shift for 3 hours or however long it is, turn off the mics, go home, and at the end of the week collect a paycheck. That's what most people in radio are looking to do as far as on-air work. So if you're willing to take it a step beyond that, if you're willing to do all that for nothing, if you're willing to go out and hit the streets and try to roust up some sales for the station or roust up some sales for your show, going above and beyond the call of duty, acting more as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, than just a talent, you'll do a lot better than the average talent. And you'll be a lot more valuable, too, especially if you're bringing advertisers with you. So I throw that out there as a suggestion to our younger listeners who are interested, and some of our older listeners that are interested in getting into the business. There are wonderful opportunities out there waiting for you. You just have to be ready for them. You have to be ready to jump on those opportunities when they come up. And this guy was there. He was Johnny on the spot. He knew there was an opportunity available, came in with a proposal. They liked it. They took him in, and he's got the morning show gig. What an amazing success story.
Yeah. It's really something. I've never heard one quite like that.
I can't say he's making money yet. I don't know about that. I think his first year is just finishing up right now, so I don't know what the negotiations are going to be like on into the future, or how successful the show has been or the station has been as a result.
Yeah, I obviously don't know nearly as much about radio as you do, but I don't think that a lot of people make a lot of money their first year anyways.
No.
You really can't be expecting it. You've got to enjoy what you're doing so that you are willing to do it for free and put your own time into it, because to get it off the ground, it's not easy, and you're not going to be well paid for it. You've got to enjoy doing it yourself.
So imagine you, as somebody who's looking to get on the air, you taking a similar tactic, except actually having a demo to come in with. I mean, then you're going to be even better shape than this guy was, because he walked through the door with a business proposal. He didn't have any audio for the guys to listen to. I'm shocked they hired him. Sight unseen or unheard, if you will. So
he probably talked to them for a period of time and you know, made them.
You know what, he was a caller. He did say he was a caller prior to that. So they were aware of who he was. But you know, if you've got a product, if you've got a podcast and you've been practicing at it, and then you walk in with a proposal and a demo, Odds are pretty good something might happen for you. And you can try the internship route as well. Anyway, more on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system, over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
You can lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet. Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials and find out how to order. That's FTLDiscount.com.
All right, let's go to the fast food lanes. In this particular case, an old lady got into it with a cop.
Yep, grandmother arrested at McDonald's drive-thru. This from the Associated Press in Clearwater, Florida. A 70-year-old woman was arrested at a Clearwater McDonald's drive-thru because police say she wouldn't pull her car forward.
Statistically, there's just more 70-year-olds in Clearwater, so yeah. This is more likely to happen.
Authorities say Jean Marola, a grandmother of eight, was arrested for disorderly conduct after she refused an officer's orders to move her car while she waited for her coffee and fries she had ordered at the drive-thru window. Marola says McDonald's employees told her to wait there for her food. Marola was handcuffed behind her back and put into the police cruiser. Another officer arrived and took her to the county jail. Marola says she was searched, photographed, and fingerprinted. She was later released on her own recognizance.
Wow.
And that's about as far as the story goes. The rest is left up to speculation. I kind of poked around on the internet, but no more detail yet, but from this article, the way it's written to me, it sounds like she was waiting for her food and there was an officer behind her. I don't know. I'm speculating a lot here, but she claims she was told to wait there for her food.
Right.
She was waiting in line for her food, and the officers told her to pull up. She says, no, the McDonald's employees told me, wait here for your food.
So wait, now, are you speculating that there was a cop behind her, or is that part of the
story? That's what I'm speculating, that the cop was behind her. I don't know. She was in the line waiting for her fries.
Right, because otherwise someone would have had to have called the cops on her.
Right.
Like, and, you know, 911 emergency, there's a lady who's not pulling up in the drive-thru.
And she was just waiting for her fries and coffee. It's not like she had ordered 500 hamburgers and was sitting there refusing to move forward until it came. She's just sitting there waiting for her fries and coffee that's taken a while, and the police decide to arrest her for disorderly conduct. Is this really what the police need to be spending their time on, arresting an old woman, a grandmother of eight?
I don't think so. I think if this old lady was sitting there blocking the drive-thru, you know, if she had gotten her food and was just sitting there eating it and refused to move, then, you know, if McDonald's was asking her to move and she wasn't, then
right,
a property rights violation, and of course they would have the ability.
Right, there should be a complaint from McDonald's before the police officer can do anything about this situation.
Right, but if it's just a hungry bureaucrat.
Right. He was annoyed by this lady and used his power.
And he gave her orders to move forward. She's like, no, I was told to sit here, and that's when you refuse an order.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah, dear.
He's lucky she didn't get tased.
I know. And it just goes to show, I mean, why are these orders so important? Why is a police officer ordering you to do something so important that we must follow these or we're going to be arrested for it? I mean, what makes them so special?
It's their authority. They perceive that they have authority and they don't want to have it challenged. They don't want to have that authority questioned. And whenever it is, they get very, very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're challenging the core of their existence. Their whole existence is predicated around their jobs and the idea that they are of a special class, they're better than us, that the police are special and we're just little peons, and, you know, how dare you? How dare you refuse my orders? And then they show them what for, in their taser or their clubs or their pepper spray or
and now
whatever.
this old grandmother has to go through being handcuffed, put behind the back. Is that really necessary? I mean,
yeah.
She has to go through being photographed and fingerprinted at that age. I mean,
right.
What good are you really doing her? Are you protecting society from this crazy woman?
She doesn't sound too crazy.
No.
She sounds maybe a little senile. Maybe she misunderstood what the McDonald's folk were saying to her. Maybe she missed the part about pull ahead. But either way, this is a situation that would have resolved itself within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They would have, if she... It doesn't make it clear where she was at this time.
Right.
It doesn't make it clear if she was at the ordering area with a little, order, you know, that. She's not in that area. Maybe she was up at there's windows sometimes at McDonald's. Sometimes the one we have here, there's two windows, right, Mark? You go to it all the time. What are the two windows for? Are they both pickups or is one an ordering window?
One you pay at and the other one you pick up.
But sometimes when it's late night, say, they won't use the first window. So maybe she pulled up to the pay window, but that's closed sometimes when it's not a busy time and you pay and get your food at one window. You may have pulled up to the wrong window waiting there. I mean,
It doesn't sound like she was at the receiving window at all.
Maybe she was waiting
at the pay window, and they told her to wait at the pay window for whatever reason.
Yeah. It's really speculation because there's not many details. I just think that there's better ways for the police officers to be handling this. And let's let the McDonald's employees have their crack at it first before you have to bring out the big guns.
Well, right, because within a matter of minutes, whether she was sitting at the payment window or whether she was sitting at the ordering area, the McDonald's employees would have eventually either, if she was at the ordering area, they would have said, "Please walk on that finger window," and then, you know, she could have gotten up and gotten her food. Or they, at the very least, they would have come out and handed the food to her. I mean, they want to move that line along as quickly as possible. So if they come to the understanding that they have a senile old lady out there who's not really understanding, maybe she's having trouble hearing the speaker, she's not understanding what's going on, they'll send an employee outside and say, "Look, just take her food. Let's get her out of here. Give her the food. She moves on. The problem solved."
Yeah, this is just a guy, an individual drunk on their power as a cop who, got annoyed with some old lady who was, believe me, living in down in Florida, it can be annoying dealing with the oldsters.
Sure.
Absolutely. But there was no reason for this. This is one of the reasons I never advocated honking at these people. You know, if you're behind one of these people in their Lincoln Town car and you're honking at them, they become confused.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on, and they slow down further. So then the honking goes, and pretty soon, you know, it's the spiral down the toilet bowl. There's no good reason.
Well, one other thing about this case is that beyond the fact that McDonald's eventually would have figured out what was wrong, I mean, they would have figured out that I think there's a sensor.
Yeah, they have a little clock, too, and they don't like to have that go over like a minute or two.
Right. They have a certain speed of service, quality of service that they adhere to. But there's also a sensor in many drive-thrus, sort of the similar kind of sensor that they have in front of stoplights, so you know when a car is there. That's how they know when to key up and say, "Watch your order," because there's some sort of an indicator that goes off that someone is there. Well, they would know that if the sensor hadn't gone off, the old lady hadn't pulled up, they would ask her to pull up. But beyond that, if the police were really out there to protect and serve as they claim to be, if this cop was actually protecting and serving this old lady, he would have gotten out of his car and said, "Ma'am, will you go ahead and please pull up?" And she would say, "No, they've instructed me to wait here." And he would say, "Oh, okay, well, let me go check with them on that." And he could go up to the window and say, "Hey, the old lady back here says that she's been instructed to wait. Why don't you just give me her food and I'll go take it back to her?" I mean, if he was really interested in serving and protecting, then that's what he would have done. The problem would have been solved, and he wouldn't have had to get out the handcuffs and take an old lady down.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Right, but that would be actually if he was interested in protecting and serving, which they aren't, because that's just PR. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. A California store has stopped collecting sales tax. We'll explain.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-504-4770. That's 1-800-504-4770. 1-800-504-4770.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
This is Donald Trump, and almost everyone I meet has the desire to be wealthy, and who really can blame them? Most people, however, just don't know how to turn that desire into wealth.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Do you want to know how to make millions, have fun, and get started on the successful life you've imagined? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how. And he's got a powerful tape to send you at absolutely no charge. Donald Trump is offering to the public his Wealth Builder System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to making millions. And because he believes so much in the power of his system, Donald Trump wants to send you his tape today at no charge.
I'm going to share with you strategies and techniques to generate lots of money. Untold income, the Trump way, my way.
Do you have a desire to be wealthy? Then do something about it. Get Donald Trump's powerful tape at absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest. You'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, and also see firsthand why Ron Paul loves New Hampshire and its activists. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Learn more at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to California, Mark, and talk about a story that relates to a story we covered recently on the show. There was a guy we had on over the weekend in Illinois who is going to be violating the new Illinois smoking ban. He has a business where it's a cigar shop / liquor establishment, and he's decided he's just going to keep allowing people to smoke in the cigar shop and see what happens. See what the state decides to do in that case. And apparently, a man in California is doing something similar. What's going on?
Yep, it's Scott Silvera. His new slogan, no protection, no collection. Silvera is the owner of Scout Home Hardware on the 5,000 block of Telegraph Avenue in North Oakland, protesting what he calls Mayor Ron Dellum's anemic action on public safety, as well as Governor Schwarzenegger's proposed state spending cuts. Silvera has stopped collecting sales tax at his business. When it comes to time to file his regular quarter return, Silvera said he won't pay the state what is legally owed. He put the plan in motion Thursday as of 4 p.m. He made $450.70 in sales, not collected a penny in taxes.
been really great, Silver said. I think one of the more unsuspecting things it gives us a unexpected things it gives us is a chance to tell people who come in and buy something what's going on in the community.
Yeah, that's going to get someone's attention. I mean, if you walk in, you've been used to paying sales tax on every single purchase you make. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we can't relate to that, but it used to be that way when we lived in Florida. If you walked in and all of a sudden someone rings something up at $9.99 and nothing gets added to the total, you're going to say, hey, what about the tax? And that opens up a conversational opportunity.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling. North Oakland's been rocked by two high-profile crimes lately. State Senate President Tem Don Peretta, Democrat Oakland, was carjacked at gunpoint on December the 29th. And last week, 10-year-old Christopher Rodriguez was paralyzed after being struck by a stray bullet while taking a piano lesson. The pursuing chase ended in a multiple car crash right in front of Silver's shop, he said. Silver said he'd started thinking about his tax strike after Christopher's shooting, and the Dellum State of the City address Monday left him unconvinced that things would get safer in Oakland anytime soon. Dellum spokesman Paul Rose strongly disagreed with Silver, saying, as you know, during the mayor's State of the City address, he mapped out a comprehensive plan that especially addressed the needs of bringing peace to the streets of Oakland. Look, Oakland's been crime-ridden for years. I don't understand what this mayor thinks he's going to do.
He's got a plan, Mark.
Yeah, Dellum's challenge.
Turn it around.
It's comprehensive is his plan. If it fails, so what? Pay your money, citizen. Yep. Dellum's challenged city officials to ensure the police department reaches its authorized force of 803 officers by the end of the year, and he highlighted social programs his office is working on in order to attack the roots of crime. As for the criticism of state budget cuts, H.D. Palmer, the governor's finance spokesman, said Schwarzenegger decided to propose across-the-board budget cuts to distribute them as broadly and equitably in order to fill a $14.5 billion budget hole. Looking ahead, Silver's problems likely won't be just the mayor and the governor, but with the California State Board of Equitization. Yeah. Board of Equitization spokeswoman Anita Gore said sales tax evasion can draw penalties and fines of up to a year in jail for each offense.
Wow.
There will be a cost.
So wait. Every sale that he makes is an offense, right?
There will be a cost, she said, of Silver's plans, which could include jail time. Silver is confident, however, the worst that will happen is he'll be forced to personally cover what his customers normally pay in taxes. So he's thinking, 8% discount on all sales. He said any merchant along his block, many merchants along his block have been robbed at gunpoint, and about a month ago he lost three computers with 5 years of financial data from his studio in 49th Street. Something has happened, he said. There needs to be a catalyst. Reaching 803, a debate opened this week. Oh, well, let's just talk about the cops. But, yeah, I mean, this guy's got a protest going, and, well, I don't think it's going to go well for him.
Well, I like this. I like his slogan, no protection, no collection.
Yeah, what if other people actually got on board with him? I mean, what if two, three, ten other businesses around him started doing this?
That's what it would really take to make this a serious issue. That's what it would take to, right now it's like, oh, look at this kooky guy, he's not paying sales taxes. But if there's
wacky,
if there's 5 or 10 businesses that have joined on with this protest, then it becomes a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes something to be reckoned with. Now, are they going to go and shut down 10 businesses? They might. I mean, it is the government and they use force. That's what they do best. So this guy may end up spending some time in jail. Who knows what they're going to do to him as a result of this? They might pull his occupational license. They might pull permits to prevent him from going back into business. If we get more updates on this story, we will certainly bring it to you. But I have to hand it to the guy. I mean, I don't know what obviously his politics we probably would disagree with him on because he's concerned about, I'm sure, some things that are relatively unimportant in the scheme of things, but to him it's important. And the protection issue, I agree with him on completely. The idea that there's all this violence around him, that the streets are out of control with violence, and the government claims to be the organization that's supposed to keep you safe. They claim to exist to protect you, to protect your freedoms, to protect you from violence, to protect you from theft. and yet you've got shootouts, you've got gunpoint robberies, you've got all kinds of terrible things going on. And if it's true that the government is into some sort of, you're in some social contract with the government that specifies that they protect you in return for your obedience, and you collecting the sales tax for them is one of those methods of being obedient to them, then it's clear they're in violation of their side of the agreement. And, in fact, of course, we've seen so many Supreme Court cases over time that have made it very clear that the government at no level, federal, local, state, at no levels does government have any obligation to provide you with any services, even services so elementary as the service of protection. That is what the Supreme Court has said and ruled over and over again. So if there is no obligation on the government's part to protect you, how is the obligation created for you to collect money for that?
Right.
I think he's on solid ground.
These sales taxes that this guy's collecting are essentially like protection money for the mob. The only thing that you're paying for with protection money from the mob is that the mob doesn't come and get you. Well, when he doesn't pay, then this lady threatens his safety, his very freedom, but they don't protect him from anybody else.
Exactly.
It's a really crappy setup we've got going.
Yeah, not to mention that he's forced to be a bureaucrat and collect money for the government. He never signed up or decided he wanted to become a bureaucrat every time he made a sale, collect taxes for the government.
One could argue, Toby, that
when he got his business license.
Yeah, that when he went into business and asked the government for permission, he did agree to play by their rules.
Well, it's a crappy system.
Yeah. It is. And we all know the only reason he went and did that was because he was scared to not do it.
Yeah, they would have gotten him if he didn't go apply for his business
license.
If
you don't get the license, they come and they shut you down. And everybody knows that. So that's why people jump through the hoops. But congratulations to this guy for being so courageous as to stand up to the government and to make it public. I mean, he's getting coverage on InsideBayArea.com. I saw a version of this story on their local television station. So the government bureaucrats, they are well aware of this going on, and I don't imagine they're taking too kindly to it. So we will see what happens over time. And if you're in the Oakland area listening to the show, go pay Scott Silvera a visit at Scout Home Hardware, the 5,000 block of Telegraph Avenue in North Oakland. Buy a few screws from the guy or nail gun or something like that. I mean, everybody needs some hardware sometimes, so
8% discount.
Yeah, help this guy out a little bit. Yeah, I bet you his business is going to boom here. I mean, if people get the word that he's not charging sales tax, he's going to have some major increases in sales. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to reduce your credit card balances by thousands? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you to a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by thousands of dollars. You can consolidate all your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call now to speak to one of our specialists and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now to speak to one of our specialists. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free. The consultation is free. And the information could change your life. Call now. 800-794-4313. That's 800-794-4313.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call. Is Ian here with you?
And Toby.
And Mark. The show is Free Talk Live. The number again, 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. Great service. Just an incredibly huge selection. Super prices. In many cases, free Super Saver shipping. So go and get your shopping done and feel good, because not only are you getting a great deal, but Free Talk Live will get a percentage. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, that is again amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, James in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Person.
Hello?
Hello?
James?
Hello, is somebody there?
We're here. Are you there?
Yes, yes. Okay, I'm being followed by the New World Order. Okay, everything. Oh, you think it's a joke?
Where are they right now?
Look, they keep, they circle my place all the time. They barricade me wherever I'm on the freeway.
What kind of cars
do they have? I have video proof of this. I just started videotaping them. My name is James Weston.
Why do you think they're following you?
Look, I looked up on the FEMA concentration camps. Are you well versed in that?
We've heard the rumors,
Okay, you've heard the rumors. Well, there's one right by where my old house is in Valencia. I decided to go there one night as I was driving back to Seal Beach. But I decided to go to the Odyssey restaurant, and I said you can get a good look at it. Well, it was nighttime. I went there. Okay, I just looked at some things. I asked the valet, what are they doing over there? And I saw one car with no license plates, and I thought it was following me. So I went down, you know, there's a shortcut. You don't know where this is. It's in Balboa, you know, by Balboa, by the 405.
So now, in California, do they have the plates on the front and the back of the car?
They had no plates on the front or the back.
But you're supposed to have them on both?
On the back, yeah.
But folks, it's not on the front, though.
They weren't on the front nor the back. I don't know if you have to have them in the front.
You don't know.
Here's another one. I'm videotaping them right now. It's a white, is this a Jeep Cherokee?
The New World Order drive Jeep Cherokees?
Now, hold on. We need to reset and go back a little bit, because, okay, you said you were at a restaurant.
Well, you didn't let me explain, sir.
No, I want to hear the whole story. So you're at the restaurant.
Okay, well, let me tell it then.
Go right
okay,
ahead.
So I thought this was odd. So next time I went out, I was on the freeway. I was trying to get my birth certificate for a passport, and the same cars that kept circling this place were around me. A lot of them started with five. A lot of the license plates started with five.
Now, so now they have plates.
You don't understand. There's so many of them. Some of them do not have license plates.
Some of them
have license plates. Some of them have expired license plates that are blue or black.
So they're circling
some of them will
your
be
car.
Very old. Excuse me, sir. Are you going to let me explain?
Just, like, I'm asking clear. Questions for clarification, okay? I'm trying to understand what it is you're telling me. Do you want me to sit here and say, uh-huh, and pretend like I'm understanding you?
No, I'd like that, to answer your question, sir.
Okay, so you're driving again, and you're surrounded by these cars.
Yes.
And what are they doing exactly? They're just driving next to you, driving in front of
you? A lot of them are on phones. I found it really weird. One of them that was in a black Cadillac Escalade, there were two exact same Escalades in front and back of me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to the left of me, they were in front and back of each other. One of them was holding a pink sweater with his right arm outstretched. Now,
what do you suppose that means?
What?
What do you suppose that means?
I how should I know?
I just wondered what it could possibly mean.
Now, wait a minute. Was he holding the sweater out the window?
No, it was stationed on his seat somehow, and he was holding the whatever sleeve of it with his right hand, and his right arm was outstretched.
Now, so this is a vehicle with no tinting. You're able to see this through the window.
Yes.
How unusual that the New World Order would be driving around in cars with vehicles with no tinting.
Yeah, they seem pretty bad at surveilling
Look,
people.
I don't know what they are. I don't know if they're NSA or CIA or what. I don't know.
Why do you think? Now, how long has this been going on?
It's been going on for about 6 days now.
6 days. So you believe it all started when you went by this alleged FEMA camp and took a look around?
I didn't really look around. I told you I went to the Odyssey restaurant. I saw kind of the outskirts of it. I asked a question to one of the valets what they were building over there or what was already built.
Yeah.
And, of course, the fence, the barbed wire was facing the other way, you know, to keep people in, not to keep people out. And I've been constantly followed. A lot of them are the same cars. I'll see the same cars over and over and over.
Do you believe that the valet snitched you out to the government?
No, I'm just saying that is what I said. I don't know what exactly they were following me for, but I heard that you will be under government surveillance if you go by there.
How do you know that they're following you? I mean, I see cars all the time. I don't assume that they're following me.
Okay, well, if you say the same cars follow you from Seal Beach all the way to Valencia, and they park right by your house, and they're the same cars you see all the time, that's an hour and a half drive.
There you go.
What do you think their intentions are? Are they trying to scare you?
I've actually talked with Corey Costas, who works a little bit with Alex Jones. He said it's kind of like the man behind the curtain. Type thing, like they're trying to scare me. But he said that some people, you know, they've killed some people or made it look like a suicide. So what right now I'm doing is I've made videotape evidence of it so far, and I'm videotaping all the time.
Why don't you go try talking to one of them?
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Why not?
I did. Let me tell you this. Okay, I saw one of them last night. I decided to kind of bait him, you know, go a little bit far from where I lived, about I'd say 100 meters. And there was a Hummer, looked brand new, with no front license plate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it waited for a little bit at the intersection, then took a right turn towards me, right? So I run at full speed, okay? At full speed. I'm talking as fast as I can.
Yeah.
It stops in front of my place and makes a U-turn, okay? I stop it. I'm like, stop, right? I go right in front of the car.
Yeah.
And then the guy opens his window. I said, you're following me. And he says, you're full of shit.
Oh, he can't let you get away with that. 800-259-9231. I think he's full of that.
He's a little paranoid.
Yeah, paranoid.
Well, one thing we found out from the call is that the New World Order drives American vehicles.
No tinting.
Lots of different kinds.
Apparently holding pink sweaters in the front seat.
Talking on cell phones.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that he's really a paranoid kook or if that was a crank call.
I think that if it was a crank, it was a darn good one. And I liked everything until the last word.
Yeah, yeah, I was enjoying it. I wanted to continue exploring that with him, but
if it's real, I feel bad for that guy.
Well, you know, I mean, really, if you are being followed, then that can be kind of a spooky situation to be in. But the idea that the government's going to let's just put this in perspective. What he was claiming. He claims he went to a restaurant nearby an alleged FEMA camp. Now, if you're in the world of the conspiracy theorists, and it sounds like he's pretty steeped in it, if you're in this world, you think that the government is setting up detention camps around the country in order to put dissenters into, which, you know, that might come true in the future. But they believe that the camps already exist. Many of them believe that there are gas chambers in there, a la, you know, Auschwitz. And the Nazi German death camps. And of course, they don't have anything to really back up their claims beyond some shaky video shot by some other crackpots of some old Amtrak facilities. So that's what you learn if you really dig into it and investigate their claims. So this guy is allegedly on the outskirts of one of these alleged locations, poking around a little bit, and now the federal government is going to all of a sudden put a team of six vehicles and
full,
you know,
time.
However many people on his tail full time to find out where he's going and what he's doing and chase him around. Are you kidding me? I mean, I understand they've got a lot of resources on hand, but who is this guy? He's right. Just some nosy conspiracy theorist. I mean, there's so many of these people that believe in these conspiracy theories that have gone by these alleged FEMA locations. Why aren't they tracking all of them down? Why don't they have six cars on every single conspiracy whack job out there? I mean, the idea that that you're so important that they will spend all this money and time on you and make themselves so obvious. If they were going to make themselves obvious, and it sounds to me like they're pretty darn blatant if what he says is true. If they were going to be so blatant about what they were doing, why not threaten? Why not come up to your front door and leave a note or knock and, you know, threaten you? Say, if you set foot near the FEMA camp again, we're going to kill you. Or something like that.
Yeah, otherwise they're just wasting their time not being very efficient. Yeah, they're trying to scare him by following him for 6 days, sort of following him for 6 days. That's pretty inefficient. And you're believing this New World Order is this thing that's capable of so much, yet they can't even scare someone, right?
Yeah, they're just ludicrous. Let's go quickly to Tony. Tony, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
Well, first of all, the issue about the sales tax. The 13th Amendment says there not to be any involuntary servitude except as a punishment of a crime.
Yep. Isn't that
true? And everybody that collects sales tax is actually an unpaid tax collector.
Absolutely, yep. Including the business owners that are withholding people's taxes from their paychecks as well. Great point, Tony. Thanks for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com and watch out for those people carrying sweaters.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.